This goes to Dr. Maria Chan, C-H-A-N, fax 989-837-9205, regarding James, middle initial W, Regal. It's R-I-E-G-L-E, date of birth January 27th of 1942. Dear Dr. Chan, this is a consultation for Mr. Regal, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels in the range of stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. And these levels have been present for more than a year. And they did become slightly worse at the end of February, at the early February of this year, when they were ranging between 1.3 and 1.4 for creatinine levels, with estimated GFR between 49 to 53. Then February 3rd, creatinine increased to 1.8 with estimated GFR of 37. It was rechecked February 28th. Creatinine was 1.7. That was rechecked again in March, on March 17th. And again, the creatinine is 1.7 with estimated GFR of 40. The patient denies any current symptoms of chronic kidney disease. His biggest complaint is shortness of breath with exertion and swelling in the lower extremities, which seemed to be worse starting at the beginning of this year. His Lasix used to be 20 milligram three times a week, but that was recently increased to 20 milligram daily due to the increased edema of the lower extremities. And since the consultation was made, he had an echocardiogram done March 17th, and that was actually showing a 54% ejection fraction and no significant change since May of 2021. He also had a bladder ultrasound done. That was March 23rd of 2023. That revealed normal-sized kidneys, right kidney 10.6 centimeters and the left kidney 11.3. There were no cysts, calculi, no masses, no hydronephrosis, and the bladder appeared normal in appearance. He also has had pulmonary function studies done. That was April 28th. Results are still pending. But he reports that he will be referred to a pulmonologist for further evaluation since the results were suggestive of COPD. He also has a recently diagnosed right leg DVT, and so he was started on Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, and aspirin 81 milligram daily was held at that time. There were a few other changes. Amlodipine was stopped, and he's not on Lovazza. Hydralazine, 25 milligram three times a day, is also stopped. His Combivent inhaler was expensive, so that was switched to Spiriva handihaler, one inhalation daily, and he has albuterol per nebulizer that can be used every 6 hours as needed. Other medications include Lexapro 20 milligram daily, Ativan 0.5 milligram at bedtime, Omeprazole 20 milligram daily, Pravacol 80 milligram at bedtime, Ranexa 500 milligram twice a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram twice a day. The Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. He takes over-the-counter potassium 99 milligram on Monday, Tuesdays, and Saturdays. And he denies the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. If he has pain, he uses Tylenol. And he has no known drug allergies. The patient currently denies chest pain or palpitations. His dyspnea on exertion is stable. No current cough or wheezing. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and he feels as if he is able to empty his bladder appropriately and adequately. No dribbling, no incontinence. And he does have worse edema, and it seems to be equal in both lower extremities. Past medical history, chronic edema of the lower extremities, coronary artery disease, gastroesophageal reflux disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy without obstruction, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, degenerative joint disease of both hands, angina, near syncope, COPD, anxiety and depression, glaucoma, diet-controlled diabetes, and recent right leg DVT. Past surgical history, he had a cardiac catheterization and stent placement back in 2002 and another cardiac catheterization in 2020, which showed that the stent in the artery was clear still. He had a left elbow ganglion cyst removal, also a ganglion cyst removed from his left palm. He had a very bad motor vehicle accident in 1958 and required left knee reconstructive surgery. And he's had a recent left hand biopsy for possible skin cancer lesion on the back of his left hand. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. He did quit about 30 years ago, and prior to that smoked a half to one pack of cigarettes a day for many years. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is a widower. He is retired, and he is retired also from the U.S. Army. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and COPD. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Physical examination, height 71 inches, weight 266 pounds, pulse 71, oxygen saturation is 93% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 140/60. His neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rails or wheezes, no effusions. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen. No ascites. Extremities, he has 1 to 2 plus edema in both lower extremities from toes to knees bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions. He has a few scratches, though, on the left shin that have scabs on them. And labs. Most recent lab studies were done March 17th of 2023, creatinine 1.7, calcium 8.6, sodium 141, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 32, glucose is 111, his intact parathyroid hormone 89.8, 228 of 23, creatinine 1.7, normal liver enzymes. And his hemoglobin was 13.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. February 3rd, 2023, creatinine 1.8, pro-BNP 402. And hemoglobin A1C, 6.2. Urinalysis, 317 of 23, negative for blood and negative for protein. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to longstanding hypertension. 2, current increased edema of the lower extremities. Probably not related to cardiac, it's not cardiac reason. It may be secondary to the COPD. and the recent right leg DVT and hypertension near to goal. We're going to have the patient repeat all our labs now and then every 3 months thereafter. We've asked him to follow a 64-ounce and 24-hour fluid restriction and a salt restriction and to weigh himself weekly with the goal of not needing more than 5 pounds in a week. If that does occur, he's to notify us. He should continue the Lasix 20 milligram once a day, and we are going to have him seen for a recheck visit within the next 3 to 4 months by this practice. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.